You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
That I want to give to you. And then when we began to look at it, how difficult it is to get this new life. I know what I got it. He was saying to me, we walk around skipping with our little kangaroo dress on. I have faith. Liar. Your faith can't even get you out of a hard situation. So he told me to go back and tell him, start believing me. And then it will activate till you get into a place where you can see the faith because it's of him. I ain't hearing nobody. Why do you think we do things in our carnal self? We go to the bank and $35 done got out of your account. You done got nervous and upset. Oh, what am I borrowing $35 from? God just wants you to believe him. Leave it on there on reject hold, because God going to make something happen. Because I can't. So he said to me, why can we say we got all that faith when we can't believe God? We can believe that he can do anything that seemed to be impossible for us to do. It looked like it was impossible for no need. If he had got the city to help him build it up, it wouldn't have took so much requirement. It wouldn't have took so much weight, but we don't want to do nothing in order for him to establish us. He give you a job and 2 weeks you complain about the job. I don't like this job. I'm going to quit. You didn't have them. You told a lie. Nobody likes me on the job. You didn't go there for nobody to like you. You went there to do a job because you asked them to give you one. Can I make it plain to somebody? My God. Yeah. Out of all that he didn't see, but yet he believed God. Why do you think the enemy grabbing our children? They come in, yes, mommy, I'm high, and don't you mess with me. Please don't do it again. I'm going to do it again. There, your relationship don't crumble down. Oh, Lord, my prayer have not been answered. Now you're going to take them down there to the council. They drunk too. Full of dope. They just smoke dope. Teacher don't go. If they have a random check, y'all have some people out of there. Because they have to be fooled up before they come up in there with y'all cheering. Y'all can tear the room down today. I don't care. At lunchtime, go out there and get me another hit. And I'm sure going to hit it when I leave and go home. Is it all right? Them old drunken teachers. I had one, drunker. But when the situation get unbearable, are you holding on? I believe God. It tear you up, but I believe you. Everybody laughing at you. Everybody wanted you to know they all up in your stuff. You ain't got no Facebook, but they ask some people to get in your business. But I believe you're greater. I'm going through hell, catching hell, but you got my attention. I ain't get up not one morning and don't go before you. Because if I don't go before you, I'm going to space out. And the enemy going to have one. But I began to say over in Psalm 56 about the fear. 56:3-4. When am I afraid? I wrote it in my notes. I will trust in you. Sometimes we're afraid and we tell a lie. We ain't afraid. I ain't hearing nobody. I seen some people go to jail and they get humble till they get out. On the day they get out, they get nasty again. Going out, yes, praise the Lord. Wait till they get out. What you say? I'll cut you. Lord, I'm going to line up and I'm going to be real good. Time you get that fresh air outside, you don't forgot it. Can I get anybody to help me? When he bring us through situation, Lord, if you help me, I ain't going to do it no more. Next week, you right back on the bandwagon doing the same thing. But he said, I will when I'm afraid. I will trust in you. And who God word I praise, God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? Mortal man is killing God's people in this hour. The children said, for this young man killed all the people, they said they knew he had a mind problem. Why did somebody go tell somebody he had a mind problem? We were overlooking things. Overlooking it ain't going to fix things. We need to talk about these things so we can get some prayer to come in and manifest ourselves in these things. My God, my God. His word is enough for us to praise him. You don't have to know the 66 book. But praise him because his word is a praise. He is the word. If you don't know how to read, that don't keep you from praising him. Some people didn't finish school and they ain't learned nothing. But you can get a praise out of your situation and your condition. Has he brought any of us from anything? Has he shown us that he's a miracle worker? Has he made a way for you? I don't care if you can't read it up in this book. He has been a way maker for you. And what did he tell us to do? We sit down on our sorry behind and do what we want to do. As much as we want to do it, you think you're going to come in and remind you? Remember the story I told you about my co-worker? She said, 25 years ago, the Lord told me to preach his gospel. And my little midget husband said I couldn't do it. So I told the Lord, my husband, who I love more than I love you, said I can't preach the gospel, so I ain't doing it. Guess who died? She did, and he still had his little midget tail around messing up somebody else. She said to me, she said, I'll do it now because I done got cancer all over my body. He said, no, you won't. You don't play with me. I didn't come back and tell you 25 years, so you think you were smoothing out. Don't worry about it. She had things, but she ain't took now one of them things with her and didn't take the little measure who convinced her that she couldn't do it. Can I help somebody in here today? Who report are you going to believe? He just wants you to step out and say, I believe you're greater. Because this little mission is my hindrance. You can get him. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. You know how alley rats is when they see something you've been bragging on and they don't see it. Yeah. They'll make a common fool out of you. Amen. We had a few drinks of us, and when we saw him, they said, oh, that's him. She said, y'all may, I'm picking at my little midget husband. And you know how people lie. Said, no, I didn't do it. I said, this what she left Jesus for? Little gray-haired midget. And we do it all the time for our feeling. And what we want, ain't hearing nobody. This woman could prophesy. They ain't got nothing to do with it. So if you get mad when we talk about a gift, it's a gift. He should have told you that you're going to hell for disobeying me. She wasn't no hit and miss prophet. And she didn't need none of your stuff because she had the stuff. I was standing up cussing like a sailor. I would have respected if I knew who she was. She said to me, Freddie, I hear the Lord saying, you will preach this gospel. And I see you wearing robe. She got my attention. Who? And she said, I see the Lord giving you another husband. I ain't want them folks to know I went rolling in snow. I raised my hand up. I said, girl, do you see these diamonds I got on my face? She's going to play with me. I set my tail down. Because when God got enough of you playing with him, he'll come and get you. Because I didn't want all of them supposed to be in my business, Mrs. Thomas. Because I was looking real good, like I done made it. Mm-hmm. Money wasn't no option in my life. I was from the players' club. I ain't hear nobody. But am I doing that? Her word was not a lie because the word came through her. We right here jacked up on we got a gift. Are you following him with your gift? Or are you playing with him with your gift? My this woman scared me to get out of my mess, Pastor. She would call me every day. I said, God, can you tell her don't call me? I don't want to hear. But when God says something, he mean it. She said, he told me to let my little midget husband take over the bills because I won't be here. I said, what you say? I wasn't rolling like that. She said, but Freddie, whatever you do, don't allow nobody to persuade you not to do what God said to. She said, I asked him, would he give me another chance? We done took so many chances for granted. 25 years, we think the stuff make us in right standing with him. The devil will make you a liar. She wasn't begging for nothing. And I went to a house that looked like a magazine. And she was driving one of the finest cars. That ain't got nothing to do with you when you don't play with your soul and hell line you on. Amen. Hallelujah. At her eulogy, her son shouted out the door. He kept on saying, oh, mama. Oh, mama. Something we bring on ourselves for our ignorance for what we want for ourselves. Oh, I'm in the house today. God don't have to pacify what you want. But you line up for what you need. Because it's greater than what you want. All this time, 25 years, and the same thing came back. But it came all over this time. Oh, some of us think he up here to play with. You don't forgot where he done brought you from. Play with him. And he'll let you know I ain't a toy to play with. When I say no more time here, you ain't got no more here. Don't how you tell me a lie, you going to straighten up. 25 years you could have been lining up. Little by little. Say, make me better so I can get off from under this curse. Or this demonic force got me slapping like a dog. And say, I want you. Oh, she was in church. That ain't got nothing to do with you going to the building. The church ain't in you so you can stay on home and play what you want to play. It's frightened me. I don't have many opportunities to get a man with some money, but I had the experience. But this man, Jesus, got more than you can ever get out of any man. Can I get somebody to help me in the house? And I began to say, I thank you that you chose me as a candidate for all the mess I done messed up and got into. My God, I heard him tell me that I chose you for your nasty family. My God, I hear nobody. I said, I ain't been good enough. He said, I know, but I'm good enough. Hallelujah. I began to say, some have talked about me like I'm a dog. Some charge me with things I'm not guilty of. But that doesn't make no difference when you done made up your mind. My God, you say I must work wise day. Because when night comes, no man can work. I'll chill the impurities out of you. You just keep calling out to me and say, make me better for this journey called eternal life in you, Christ Jesus. I know that you didn't say it was going to be an easy transition, but I'll be there to transition you out of every situation. I said, thank you this morning. I feel anointing moving down. If you think I'm drop here bragging on myself, you better get up off it because he ain't playing today. It ain't got nothing to do with me, but it's got something to do with the power of the Most High God. He don't allow me to be in some place of pit hell, but he came in the pit hell transition and picked me up out of there, and it didn't shut down my praise. It didn't shut down my drive because it's down on the inside. That's when I see Jesus. I said, when I see the man who died for me, when I seen the one that only can save me, can't no other body save you. You can't save yourself from your own self, but he's a savior. I give him praise up in here today. You can't let him come and fix some things close to you. When I went to preaching the gospel, I come to be like a leopard to my family. But I grant you this, all them husbands. And there's a lot of them, when they get a problem, they find me and call me. I give him the praise. I don't care how much money they got and how intelligent and smart. They call me. And I ain't bragging because I ain't got nothing valuable enough. I got a cousin that ain't trying to get money. She got it. She wouldn't give me $5 and I don't need her $5. My father is a supply of every one of my needs. We don't got to skip it who you going to line up with. Line up with your husband and he leave you. Line up with your wife and she kick your butt to the curb. Amen. But when you line up with Jesus, he won't leave you, nor will he forsake you. Amen. Hallelujah, I give him praise today. And it's hard for us to line up because we put feelings up in there. We put flesh to be the top priority. Now one of them is good enough. Amen. I saw this woman suffer. And the night she passed, the Lord allowed me to be there. I ain't telling you what I heard, I'm telling you what I know. And that same little midget man was standing up in there. If she would put her trust in God, he might have would have let her not leave here. I got a call from our supervisor at that time. Said, Freddie, will you go to the hospital? My gas was skipping. But I said, I'll go to represent what you don't allow this woman to deposit in me. And I was in need of money. You know how some of these people, I had a gift then, but you can't prostitute God out of nothing. The little midget say, I'll give you some money. I said, I don't want none. And I needed something like yesterday. You ain't got enough to give me what I got. So I said, no. Our initial was the same. And she would call me and say, I'm so sick today. And I ain't want to hear it. Because when you got a fear of what's going on around, you don't want to hear what can allow you to line up and fear him. She said, whatever you do, don't do what I did. We got people said, do as I say do. And you're safe there. Don't do it, Freddie. Every time I go here, God manifests himself. So, my God, all he does for each one of us, and we get amnesia when it pertains to him. He won't tell you nothing that you can't do, that you will do by yourself with him instructing you how to do. Look at Noah. He knew them booger bells weren't going to help him build Noah. They was out there in the world like we are now. Doing what they want to do like we're doing now. Can't nobody tell me not to get my freak on. Well, you don't get no freak in hell. You ain't got nothing but trouble when you go down there. So I say, how could it be? How could it be a simple thing? You don't have to see it, but you believe I said it. He said, I will preach this gospel, and I will call hell from a lot of people trying to, but I ain't quit. Because you didn't call me to do it. And you don't have to analyze and try to fix it yourself. God will set you up in a nasty pit bull with pit bulls, and they've been trained to eat you up. But they can't touch you unless God release them to do it. Can't touch what he done put on the inside. We got some people play with it. Put your hand on his anointing. He going to put his hand on you and your nasty tail. And you will know his hand done got your attention. I give him praise today. I bless his name. We afraid of those who can kill the body over there in Matthew. Because there's some folks around waiting for you to be dead. But if you make up your mind you're going to serve God, you ain't going to die till your time. Amen. Just like a job, if he put you on it and you follow the instruction, they can't fire you on the job. Oh, I want to get somewhere where you can come with me. But when you line up, he'll show up. And this lining up will develop you and you can stand up. That I'll praise you in might. I'll have had some hard times. But hard times do one of the two. And we don't want it to do what it's designed to do. People getting together talking about you and they don't know nothing about you. Say you're crazy and you ain't smart as they is. They ain't smart to self because they ain't got in touch with Jesus. I'm talking about really in touch with him because you get afraid for what you've been doing. That is not of him. We lying on people and you ain't afraid. You digging ditch for people and you ain't afraid to just dig one. You ain't afraid to think that you ain't exempt. Because you say you are, that don't make you exempt. On this side here, it required. This my motto to me. I knew I was a woman when he called me to do this. What about that? I don't understand. But I believe that he is greater. You wear down beat down clothes. These people that you stand in the gap for, they try to abuse you and use you. But I say, oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. I don't have nobody but you. Your children will kick you to the curb. Your family. And I know what I'm talking about today. If you ain't been through it, you can reject it because you don't know what I'm talking about. And all you tried to do is show them love of Jesus. And be there when they get in trouble with their careless and uncaring self. My God. My, take out your time and go try to minister to them. Soon as God allowed them to get released, you, they your worst enemy again. But I give him praise today for reaching down and picking me up every time when my heart overwhelmed with sorrow. You said, lead me to the rock. And my rock is Christ Jesus. Oh, when I get there, I get to my knees. So here I am again in need of you. I'm all broke up and torn up because of you. But oh, Savior, here I come to you again. It ain't nobody but me. Nobody else but me. Who needs you? Many pains and many sorrows that you inclined on this side. People talk about you and they don't even know where you've been. And you have a fear not to try. I've had leaders call me and say, won't you give Apostle Grant his ministry back because it ain't yours. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. But I took it in love because he's greater. I say he's greater. Hallelujah. Only thing I'm trying to do is obey God. I ain't trying to take nothing from nobody because we can't take nothing from nobody. And they made me bend my knees some more. They said, here I am again, all broke up and tore up. Because of you. Oh, my God, my God. I read and I believe that you are my healer. You already done proved to me you've been a healer in time past. You healed me from all manners of disease. And you the same, you'll do it again. So I give you thanks from in the depths of my heart. I said thank you. But he told me something. He said, wait right here, daughter. I give you a new heart. And I won't let nobody or nothing tarnish it again. You just keep praising me. And keep obeying me. And I'll show you the power that I possess. And you don't have to go get no word or prophecy. I'm speaking to you myself. Hallelujah. And my word ain't going to come back to me for it. Don't care who don't believe it. Many vines will tangle your feet. But please, please get in touch with him. So he'll come and give you enough room that you can keep on going. Ha. I know a little bit. Oh, brother, no. It's so requiring, but it's so beneficial. My God. We want to be made a believer. Let him get your attention and he'll make you a believer, and you don't need to be running for nobody to prophesy to you. He'll blow your mind right before your face. My God. Hallelujah. When my grandson got in prison, it tore me up, and I know some people were talking about it, but I just didn't care. But Sister Carolyn, I heard him say, I want you to go to the panhandle. I'm going to tell you what to say when you get there. My God. Folks will talk about you, but they won't lend a hand to help you. I left Jacksonville at 4 o'clock in the morning. All the way there, I'm saying what you want me to say. What you want me to do. But the enemy going to try to get up in there and mess it up. When I got there, they said, you can't come in. I said, I'm going outside and I'm going to talk to him. And if he told me to come, I'm going to get in there. He told me to speak a word to him. And this word going to show him and you that I am that I am. My God. After the Lord allowed me to speak this word, my kosha, and after I got through crying, he put me to sleep there in a straight chair. I shall never forget it. My God. And I slept all through the time we had there. On my way back to Jacksonville, the time I got in the car, I went to sleep. And I didn't wake up till we got back to Jacksonville after 6.5 hours. Who would not serve a Savior that he'll allow trouble to come, but I meet you in the trouble. Is it too hard for you to believe that he'll meet you? Baba Koniasi, he'll meet you when trouble overtake you. Try to shift you from your place in him. Because I love that boy. I raised him like he was mine. But I have a dealing with a higher power. My God, he don't owe me nothing. But I owe all to him. You did it again. I didn't stop preaching the Evangelist Pope. I didn't stop praising him. See, we can shut it down in ourselves, and he'll let you shut it down because you think it's about you and yourself. I know folks will talk about me, but he called me. And if I could have helped it, he wouldn't have got in no trouble. Forfeited scholarship. It's called if partner was hating up on him, it got taken. Oh, no more schooling, but God is greater. Do you believe he's greater today? I ain't talking about all your kicked in faith, because faith, when you don't have to use it, you know, might think.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.